This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker. Welcome, everyone, to Senior Care Live, where it's all about information, education, and resources for those of us caring for an elderly loved one. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and president of Senior Care Consulting. As always, thanks for joining me here today. I really, really appreciate it. And I continue to get more and more people calling just with basic questions, and it is my privilege, my honor to help you, and I've been able to answer all the questions, getting a lot of interesting, very specific personal questions about family matters and different situations. So, as always, feel free to contact us anytime. Glad to help. And again, if you have a question about the program or specifically, again, how to help you and your family, here's the toll-free number. Write it down and keep it in a safe place. 1-800-331-6445. That's 1-800-331-6445. You can also check out the website, Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, seniorcarelive.com. And if you do visit online, be sure to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, sign up for the free e-newsletter, and check out the upcoming free educational events. Speaking of that, let's throw out a little save the date here. So save the date. Our next upcoming quarterly free educational event is on Wednesday, May the 18th, and it's going to be at the Gamber Center over in Lee's Summit, and it's going to be from 9 to noon. There's going to be a lot more details to follow, but just wanted to throw out that save the date. We also have another free educational event coming up in April. We're going to talk more about that here in just a few minutes, so stay with us on that. But for our quarterly free educational events where we provide the continuing education credits for our friends in healthcare, et cetera, that's coming up on May the 18th. So be sure to do a save the date on that one. It's going to be 9 to noon in the morning. Also, do not forget about National Healthcare Decisions Day coming right up on April the 16th. It's easy to remember, the day after tax day. And that's just raising awareness for the critical importance of having a power of attorney for healthcare so that someone else can speak for you on your behalf. And you can also make your wishes known in advance hopefully never needing that power of attorney. But if you do, wow, it's super, super important. Also, our friends out in Lee's Summit at the Aaron Law Love Office, Elder Law Firm, they're holding an event coming up on the 15th. You might give their office a call. They've got a couple of different events partnering with Village Hospice on that. So give our friends Aaron Love Law Office out in Lee's Summit a call. They're doing some free events that are based on the National Healthcare Decisions Day. So give those good folks a call on that.
And now, Myth versus Fact.
All right. So here's the myth. Steve, I have financial power of attorney, so I can take care of all of the financial matters today and after my father passes. I am totally covered and absolutely not worried about it at all. So that's the myth. Let me present to you the fact. And I would say to that statement, not so fast. Your power of attorney document for financial matters expires when your father does. Okay? It's just that simple. So you can only exercise your power of attorney for financial matters when that person is still living. It only allows you to make financial transactions on behalf of the person granting you the power of attorney only when that person is still living and may be unable to make financial transactions for themselves. So, the financial power of attorney is null and void when the person passes away, and that is a fact.
For more information about the facts, stay tuned to this program or contact Senior Care Consulting at 913-945-2800 or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
All right, that's a new segment. Hope you like that. There are lots, and look, I could spend hours and hours just debunking myths and providing the fact. And in fact, we're actually going to talk about some myths a little bit later on in the program. You want to stay tuned for that. But that's a new segment that we're going to do from time to time. So hopefully you enjoy those. All right, want to spend the rest of this segment, maybe a little bit of the next one, talking about an issue that's near and dear to my heart. As you know, I work with Senior Care Consulting. I own the firm. We help families find the right senior care community for their elderly loved ones. That could be assisted living facility, a nursing home, Alzheimer's, dementia care. There is no one that does what we do, and we are phenomenal at it. I'll just say that. We save people just dozens and dozens of hours, and we help you make one of the most important decisions that you will ever make in your entire lifetime. We will help you make that, and we'll help you get it right, and we'll help you through this very quickly. We make a very difficult and complex process simple. I didn't say it was easy. This is never easy, ever. But we will make this process simple and help you through that very, very quickly. So what if you don't need the services provided by Senior Care Consulting? What if you have already made that decision and your parent, grandparent, spouse, your elderly loved one is already living in a senior care facility? So and that's great. I mean, there are tens of thousands of people who are already living in these communities. Let's talk about how do you maximize your care at any senior care community? How do you get the most out of the place that you have already chosen? And I coach my clients through this all the time, where we'll go out, we'll help them find a great place, and then I provide the coaching on how to get the most out of the facility. So whether you're one of my clients or not, all of these things apply. So number one, participate in the care planning process. Wow, that's a lot of P's. I hope I didn't pop the mic, Mark. That's okay. I'm just going to stop because I could have all kinds of fun. I'm a little giddy. My Royals are back and playing, and I'm a happy camper here. So anyway, participate in the care planning meeting and the care planning process. So this is particularly important at the nursing home level, and this is where an interdisciplinary team will meet at least once a quarter, possibly more frequently than that. And this is your perfect opportunity. It's not your only opportunity, but it is the ideal opportunity to address all of the functions within the care community and speak on your loved one's behalf and make sure that they understand that dad's an early riser. Mom likes to sleep in. You know, dad's a night owl. One of my clients said, never serve my mother fowl of any type, anything with the beak on it. Forget about it. She won't eat it. Right? She won't complain. She just won't eat. She'll go without. Well, no one would know that. So this is your perfect opportunity and probably your best opportunity to speak with the most people possible. And and be efficient with your time and their time as well. So very, very important. Number two, get involved. And you know, a lot of people will just stop by and visit, take it a step further that and get involved. So visit your loved one frequently, go to different times of the day and get to meet all the different staff, participate in a family council or a family support group if they have one available, volunteer to assist on outings or special events, putting up decorations around the holidays or special times of the year. Just spend time with your loved one in the facility. That's just really important. Now, what does that sound like? What do we all do with our kids? We visit them. We go have lunch with them. I remember when all my kids were in grade school, I showed up all the time to have lunch. I participated in the Watchdogs as Dads of Great Students program. I was there all the time. I did help decorate rooms and all that kind of stuff. It's kind of the same thing. Just get involved, except this is now not for your children, but for your aging parents or other elderly loved ones. Get involved. There's just no substitution for visiting and getting involved. Then here's a really critical one that most people do not do. They may not even think of it, but this is really, really important. This may be the biggest one. Develop a personal relationship with the hands-on caregiving staff. This one's huge, right? So guess what? No one does this. No one takes the time to get to know on a personal level, get to know the person who helps your mom get dressed in the morning, who helps your dad get a bath and a nice clean shave and get up and get moving for the day. That's hard, hard work. And unfortunately, many times it goes unnoticed. No thanks may be given. I hate to say that, but you see that a lot. So thank them for doing a great job. Get to know them. How's your daughter doing? Did your wife get her new job? Did your husband make it through the latest round of cuts at his company? Get to know them, and then they're going to go the extra mile for you when caring for your loved one. It's a big, big deal. And you want to stay tuned, because right after the break, I'm going to continue letting you know some of the strategies on how to maximize care at any senior care community that you may choose. So after the break, we'll be doing that, and stay tuned. So now for the Senior Care Live question of the week. The assisted living facility said they are an age-in-place community and said your parents will not have to move from their facility. Is this statement true or is the statement false? The answer right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, so you can call at any time, 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, if you don't have a radio, you can stream this program live to any electronic device. Simply go to seniorcarelive.com and click the Listen Live button. You can't miss it. It's on the upper left-hand area, and it'll stream to your phone, your iPad, your computer, whatever you have. It is literally that simple. We have more and more people streaming to their electronic devices, so that's pretty cool, and glad that's working out for everyone. Now, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. The assisted living facility said that they are an age-in-place community. They also said that your parents will not have to move from their facility. Is this statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. Well, it's false 59% of the time. Let me explain that. Okay, so you'll go to the assisted living community, and they'll say, we're an age-in-place community, and they are, and your loved one will never have to move. Okay, well, now that's where you've got the troubles. Okay, because you can't guarantee that. Sometimes that statement falls into the category squarely into the bucket of overpromise, underdeliver. So let me explain that. There are limitations to the level of care that is provided at the assisted living community there, and it all has to do with staffing. Let me just refer back to the it was back in about 2012, I believe, as a MetLife Mature Market Institute. It was a very wide national thorough study that found that 59% of assisted living residents have to graduate to the skilled nursing level of care, the nursing home level, right? Just because they just flat out outgrew what was available at the assisted living level. Now, I don't think the number is quite that high in the Kansas City area, but that's a national number. So the bottom line is, okay, you may or may not be able to age in place at the assisted living level of care. And that's just a fact. I can't tell you how many calls I get with people very upset because they were told one thing and then they got a discharge notice saying that they had to move their parents. And then I have to help them find a nursing home that's going to work out. So, and I'm always happy to do that. It works out. It's not exactly what they wanted or what they were told. So you just got to be careful with that one. All right, so back to our strategies to maximize care at any senior care facility. And before I finish this up here, then I want to introduce to you my special guest today. If you want your own copy of this, right, just reach out to me. Let me know, right, 913-945-2800. You could also call the 800 number. Just let me know, and I'll email you a copy of this for your very own. Just let me know. I'd be happy to do that. So number four, communicate with management. If you have an issue, they can't fix it unless they know about it. So don't be shy. Be decent. Be reasonable about it. Don't be grumpy. Be professional. Okay. And sometimes it's hard because it's emotional. This is your mom, your dad, your spouse. But just say, hey, look, we have a situation here. I want to talk to you about that. Really need to get this resolved as soon as possible. They'll say, okay, hey, what's up? What's going on? And so just communicate with management. And then, as soon as I say that, I also like to say or ask, just be patient and reasonable. They have to learn about your loved one, and they're going to be doing the best that they can. But this is where you can accelerate their learning curve by speaking on their behalf. So just be patient and reasonable. And if there's a really minor incident, you know, talk about it. But have your response be equal to the issue or the situation. And then here's the bottom line. If you're not getting resolution, it is your right to file a complaint with the state of Kansas or the state of Missouri. It's your right to do that. Now, don't file a complaint because someone, rolled their eyes at you or your loved one has a hangnail. Okay, now, I'm making light of that. File a complaint if you've gone to management, you're not getting proper or appropriate resolution, and this is just not working. So short of you moving out of the place, you'd like to try to save it, try to resolve it, or you want an investigation, it is your right to request it. The Kansas Department, the Kansas number to file a complaint is 1-800-842-0078. So to file a complaint in the state of Kansas, 1-800-842-0078. To file a complaint in the state of Missouri, 1-800-392-0210. To file a complaint in the state of Missouri, 1-800-392-0210. Okay, and you only want to do that kind of as a last resort. But it is your right to do that, and I think it's important that everyone understand that. And then also, I'm not going to go through this today, but also in my proven strategies on how to maximize care at a senior care facility, I also list what not to take to a facility and what to expect on the move-in. So there is a lot of information. It's a three-page strategy handout here, pamphlet, if you will. So let me know, 1-800-331-6445, or you can call me directly at Senior Care Consulting, 913-945-2800, to request your own copy of proven strategies on how to maximize care at a senior care facility. Hopefully that helps. All right. Now to move on, I want to introduce to you my special guest today and my friend Steve Johnson, with LTCExpert.net. Steve, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
It's great to be back. Thanks, Steve.
All right. And so we're going to be talking about a big free upcoming educational event. Just want to kind of tease that, let everyone know that we'll be talking about that in the third and fourth segments. But Steve, let's just back up and start off with the basics.
Yeah, good. So let's, boy, I love the chance just to make sure we cover the basics. So what is long-term care? You talk about it every time you're on the radio, but in your way of, you know, what happens once somebody needs care. This is insurance that helps people prepare in the event that they need care. And it's insurance that will pay for care in their own home or in a facility. And you talk about it every time I listen to you on the radio, Steve. Yep. Assisted living, all levels of nursing care, including memory and Alzheimer's units, and adult daycare. And
that's different than what long-term care insurance used to cover. It used to be strictly nursing home care way back in the day when this was first kind of a new product.
That's right. That's right. And there are still some policies out there called nursing home insurance policies.
That sounds exciting, Steve. Not, right? I want the flexibility. So if I call you, we're talking about the flexible plan that covers lots of other stuff.
Yeah. So we'll stop looking back 20 years and let's talk about the present and the future.
That's right.
Yeah. So we're really talking about non-medical care. This is just about everybody will need it. A statistic say, Steve, that if you make it to age 65, 70% of people will need care.
70%.
That's pretty much, you know, none of us would step on an airplane if it had a failure rate of a half of a percent.
That's right. That's right.
And yet a lot of us stick our head in the sand and say, oh, I'm going to be that 30%.
You know, that's a great analogy. That's a great analogy. And what you're doing, if you don't have long-term care insurance, you're stepping on an airplane that's guaranteed bankruptcy because of the high cost of care. So Steve, right after the break, let's make sure that we talk about and introduce our the upcoming free educational event that I think everyone's going to know about. To contact Steve Johnson regarding long-term care insurance, 913-829-7555 or online at ltcexpert.com. Stay with us more right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number anytime, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are always standing by. Heck, you could call in the middle of the night. It's fine with me, 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, if you ever miss a program, you can always go back and listen to the podcast after the fact. We usually like to have that up a couple days after the program. So go to SeniorCareLive.com. Click on the podcast tab and you can listen to any previously aired episode. How about that? Pretty cool stuff. And we have hundreds of people every month tuning into the podcast. So look, I appreciate that. That kind of blows me away, folks. So I'm just so humbled and honored. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right, back to my special guest today, Steve Johnson, long-term care insurance expert. And look, everyone's like, oh, I don't know if I need that. Steve just gave an awesome analogy. 70% of adults will need long-term care. This stuff costs thousands and thousands of dollars every single month. 70%. So Steve, what did you say? It would be like stepping on an airplane with a 70% chance of failing and going down. Would you do that? Absolutely not.
Well, we wouldn't step on an airplane if it had a fraction of a percent odds of going down. We just wouldn't put ourselves in the way of that risk. And
we would protect ourselves and we would not take that risk.
Not at all. And yet the odds of needing care are just phenomenally greater. And it's a smart thing to do.
Yeah. And if you don't have long-term care insurance, you're paying two, It's about $350 a day for nursing home care, for assisted living level of care. If you want 24-hour care in your home, guess what that's going to cost you?
Mm.
To stay in home for home care, $12,000 to $15,000 a month.
A month.
A month.
That's amazing.
Okay. So, folks, if you don't have long-term care insurance, it will financially devastate you. That's why we're talking about this.
Yep. And I appreciate you saying that. And I want to, Steve, can we talk about the community event?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Well, you know, I've so enjoyed the last several months. We've been together. We've done the best we can with the format of radio, and I love radio, but we can do better. We can do more. And, you know, I got to thinking about it, and I thought, why don't we have a community event, a free event, where listeners can come to a nice place, to a safe place, and just for really an hour, less than an hour, hear firsthand from you and from me about what does Medicare really cover? What does Medicaid cover? And how does long-term care work? You know, how do things really work? And then give them a chance to have question and answers, to get their questions answered, and so they can have the information that they need.
And I love it that you've set this up to be a little smaller. We're not going to have 200 people crashing the gates here. This is very intentionally designed to be a smaller environment and more of an intimate gathering. What, like you say, I love you said a safe place where you can ask questions and really dig into this and really learn how this works and the solutions to help you avoid some of the things that we're going to be talking about.
Exactly. And, you know, everybody has their own situation. They've got their own unique questions, and it's kind of hard to do that with a phone call. So just a couple of other goals I've set. One is just to serve people's individual needs, to give them a chance to ask the questions, have it be safe and comfortable. And finally, to have us really get down to the truth. You know, people deserve to know how things work. It's a difficult topic to talk about. There's lots of misinformation out there. You do your best every week to destroy a myth. It's a never-ending job.
It goes on forever. Yeah.
And so I thought, you know, radio is good, but let's extend that and let's do a face-to-face event. So we'll be talking more about this in the future, but we do have April the 28th, the Thursday, April the 28th at 6 p.m. at the Matt Ross Community Center, right in the heart of Overland Park. That's right off of Metcalf. And as I look at my map here, right around 81st.
It's about 81st and Metcalf. Yeah, if you just go about a half block west of there, and you cannot miss it.
And so if listeners will either go to ltctruth.com, that's ltctruth.com, or call 913-829-7555. Space will be limited. We aren't, as you just said, Steve, we're not going to have this be an enormous several hundred people event. We want to keep it small enough so people can get their questions answered.
That's awesome. So LTC Truth, as in truth, T-R-U-T-H.
As in not a myth.
That's right. So we're going to talk about the truth of long-term care and then how you would address all of this through long-term care insurance. You have questions. You get to meet Steve live and in person. He sounds great on the radio. He's a fantastic guy. You're going to love meeting him live and in person. He does a great job, too. And then, Steve, you kind of lowered the bar because you invited me.
Now, so, wait a minute. Hey, wait a minute.
So you'll let anybody into this thing, but
no. Hey, seriously, when I first met you, Steve, and I listened to what your mission was for your business, I thought, my gosh, this guy is onto something. And I'm thrilled to have you there. And I think it's going to be a treat to have you there. And as I've listened to you talk about Medicare and Medicaid, you are out there in the trenches helping people understand how things really work. And I'm thrilled that you'll be there.
Yeah, and it's my honor, my pleasure, my privilege to be there. So for our listeners, it's a free educational event. It's on a Thursday evening, which I think Thursday is a perfect time for this because there are a lot of other evenings that have kind of some built-in conflicts and that sort of thing. So Thursday, April the 28th, it's from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. It's an hour, get you in and out. It's at a great place, Matt Ross Community Center, basically 81st and Metcalf, and just slightly west of there, 81st and Marty is where it is in Overland Park, Kansas. Seating is limited, so here's how you register, ltctruth.com, ltctruth.com. LongTermCare.com. You could also go old school. Just call Steve on the phone. He'll get you signed up. 913-829-7555. 913-829-7555. And Steve, is there a cost for registration?
No, this will be free.
So it's 100% free of charge. You have nothing to lose, everything to gain. Come on out.
Good. Perfect. Hey, do we have time, Steve? I want to talk about Sandy.
Okay, let's
Sandy.
Do.
Well, I have a lot of people who inquire, who get my name, and who want to get long-term care insurance. And I got a phone call yesterday from a woman named Sandy. And let me see if I can get right to the bottom line. Her husband is in a nursing home here in town. And so I gathered some information. I asked her some questions. And one of the things she said to me really caught my attention.
Mm-hmm.
She said she was not aware that Medicare has a cap or limits and will not pay for her husband's long-term care. And she, long story short, about a year ago, her husband had a fall. He was treated by doctors. He went through rehab. And 55 days later, he fell again. Do you know what that means, Steve?
What?
55 days later means that Medicare sees that as the same event, even though his need for care went way beyond the 60 days when he first started getting care. Medicare said, nope, that's a single event. You've been treated for that. At the end of the 60 days, they're done treating you. And he needed a lot more care. And so I kind of put you on the spot there, Steve.
Oh, no, that's okay. That's right, yeah.
But the thing is, she learned firsthand the hard way that Medicare is not long-term care coverage.
Yep.
And so she, I'm helping.
That's another myth. I have Medicare. I've got great Medicare insurance, so it'll pay for it, right, Steve?
That's a myth that you and I deal with.
Yep.
If we had a nickel for every time we dealt with that,
we'd be retired.
We would be.
Or at least we'd have a big pile of nickels. What? We could go to the nickel slots or something, right? So anyway.
The point is that we want people to learn without having to go through and learn the School of Hard Knocks, which is a very expensive. That's the story that Sandy had. She wants other people to know that you need to get long-term care insurance. Matter of fact, she says it's imperative to get long-term care insurance. So,
well, like you say, the School of Hard Knocks. So once Medicare does stop paying for your rehab, okay, which is 100-day max, by the way, and most people don't get anywhere close to 100 days, then guess what? You're switching to some other mode of payment. Private pay, so you're writing a check for $6,500 a month, up to over $10,000 potentially for a private room. You are paying with long-term care insurance, but most people unfortunately don't have that. That's what we're trying to tell you about here. Or you're trying to qualify for Medicaid, which is very, very difficult.
Right. And that's what she said to me, was they went right from Medicare right into private pay, and she was shocked by it. So I'm so glad we're talking about this so people can know what the truth is. Let's see. I think we'll save the smart buying tip till the next segment.
Yeah.
Does that sound okay?
Yeah. Smart buying tip. So for our listeners, stay tuned for that. You're going to want to know about the smart buying tip. It is good information. We'll save that for the next segment.
And one other thing I want to just real quickly say, sometimes people wonder, they call me and they say, Steve, what age do people buy long-term care insurance? Most of my clients are between 50 and 70, and the average age is about 54, 55 years old. Mm-hmm. And some might say, wow, that's really young. Well, those are typically people who see something happen to mom or dad. They start doing their homework, and they realize you have to be able to health qualify for long-term care insurance. You can't buy it the week before you need care. And so I encourage people, don't put this off. Get it while you still can, because there will come a day when you'll become uninsurable and you want to have it already bought.
All right. To reach out to Steve Johnson regarding long-term care insurance information, there's no one better than Steve. He services the Kansas and the Missouri side, all over the Kansas City metro. And he's a Dave Ramsey endorsed local provider, which I think is a really cool deal. We'll talk more about that in the next segment as well. But Steve can be reached at 913-829-7555. 913-829-7555. More right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by. 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number 1-800-331-6445. Again, that's 1-800-331-6445. Back to my special guest today, Mr. Steve Johnson. He's a long-term care insurance expert. Steve can be reached at 913-829-7555. That's 913-829-7555 or online at ltcexpert.net. And Steve, let's mention just one more time for our listeners about the free upcoming educational event.
Yeah, thank you.
Let's just give that a quick review and then let's move on.
Very excited. We're going to have on Thursday, April the 28th, at the Matt Ross Community Center, a free educational event about the truth about long-term care. And we're going to cover topics like, and this is where, Steve, I'm going to tap you.
Yep.
Medicare, what it pays for, Medicaid, how to qualify for it. And then I'll take the ball and talk about long-term care insurance and how you can protect your family, your finances, and your freedom to choose. And we'll also talk, by the way, I haven't mentioned this before, about the Kansas Partnership. It's a program that's been one of the best kept secrets in the state.
Okay.
And we'll talk about how that will protect people's assets. They just need to understand how it works.
Okay, excellent, excellent. So to register for this free upcoming event, we're calling it The Truth About Long-Term Care. Here's how you do it. Two ways. You can go online, and it's just a quick online registration. It's super simple. It'll take you about 30 seconds. Go to online at ltctruth.com, ltctruth.com. Or you could always call Steve directly and he'll sign you up old school over the phone, 913-829-7555. Again, 913-829-7555.
That's right.
And I'll tell you what, the Medicare, just forget about it. For paying for long-term care, it doesn't. Okay. Medicaid, you might be shocked as to what it takes to qualify. Sometimes that's a real disaster and it'll cost you a ton of money. You can avoid all of that by buying a simple, awesome long-term care insurance policy.
Yep. Well said. Well said. Good. By the way, I do not have to answer the phone. I will take your calls. My kids text. They don't know how to answer the phone. I do know how to answer the phone. So I don't know if that's been your experience, Steve, with your triplets, but my twins, they just text.
It's all about texting.
Yes. Okay. Smart buying tip. We promised the listeners a smart buying tip. So I've done this for 16 years. I've seen a lot of changes in the industry. The biggest change I've seen that is recent and it's very encouraging is there's a whole growing body of products called hybrid or asset-based long-term care insurance.
Okay.
Have you heard of that?
I have. I don't know exactly how that works, though.
So hybrid, we know hybrid means there's two or more things thrown into the bucket, right?
Yep.
So what the industry has been developing and quite successfully are taking things like long-term care and life insurance and bundling them together, or long-term care and an annuity and bundling them together.
Mm-hmm.
They're not right for everybody, but there's a third element I want to mention, the underwriting. The health requirements in some cases are a bit friendlier.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've had people, and we're going to talk about this in a second, had people try to get traditional long-term care insurance and they are shocked that they can't qualify.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've turned around with that same person. Health hasn't changed one bit and we've gone to a hybrid product and we've been able to get them approved. So that's one big advantage, is that the underwriting is sometimes friendlier. The other thing, I sometimes have people say to me, Steve, what if I don't need care? And I think, awesome. Congratulations.
Yeah, you're part of the 30%. You just beat the odds big time.
And but I say, look, you lock your door at night. You don't regret that in the morning that nobody tried to break in. I wasted my time locking the door. I carry mace. What am I doing? Lugging? You know, there's a certain peace of mind you get by preparing for the unexpected.
You're full of great analogies today. You lock the door at night and you're not sad that you did that the next morning and nothing happened.
No, you just, you know, it's one of those things you do to give yourself peace of mind. But
yeah.
So, but I do have people say, what if I don't need care? I've wasted my money on the insurance. Well, not really, but the hybrid products, if you don't need long-term care and it does have the hybrid life long-term care, obviously when you die, the policy will pay.
Mm-hmm.
If you need care before you die, it pays the death benefit for your care. So that's simply how they work. And then there's the annuity long-term care product. And that's where you've got a chunk of your money that might have been sitting in a savings account earning 0.001%. And you can position it with a long-term care annuity product and still own that money if you don't go into on claim.
So if you are part of the 30% and it's a legitimate concern by a potential buyer,
right.
Okay, is, well, what if I am lucky? And now, how much is your peace of mind worth? Okay, so tell me that. Right. So I don't think you can put a dollar value on that, but you've had the peace of mind. You've avoided the financial calamity, if you were in the 70%. But if you don't use that, then the money is going to go into another asset that is usable, and you have not, in fact, wasted your money.
Right. That's right. And that's the appeal. And, you know, not everybody, is it right for, but, the point is, I work with traditional long-term care insurance. I work with hybrid, and it does offer just a few more tools in the belt. And
that is excellent. So let's talk just briefly about health qualification, because I think we kind of skimmed over that, and I think it's a big, big, big deal.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, Steve. You know, it's funny, the fish sometimes doesn't see the water that they swim in. They just swim in the water. Well, that's the water I swim in.
You're full of it, too.
I know.
You're not full of it. You're... You're full of good stuff today,
but
Steve Johnson.
You know, when I meet somebody, Steve, it's usually a phone call, and I let them know right up front that unfortunately not everybody can qualify, and so we get right to that point. And it's hard to overemphasize this. It's why people should be getting long-term care insurance when they're in the 50s and 60s, is you do have to have health and good enough health to qualify, and don't assume that your health is going to stay great forever, because sadly it won't. So you want to get this while you're still healthy. So I don't know if I'm speaking to specifics. You want to talk about some specific examples?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I kind of want to take both sides here. I have clients that have had heart attacks,
mm-hmm.
and I've gotten them approved with long-term care.
You did.
I've had clients that have diabetes, and I've gotten them a policy.
Okay.
Now, I've had clients that have had heart attacks, and they may have one other straw on the camel's back, and I was not able to get them approved.
Okay.
I have clients who have diabetes, they're using insulin, and maybe they're having some neuropathy, and I wasn't able to get them approved. So the point is, you have to dig in, and you have to look at exactly all the details to figure out if you can qualify.
And that's why you call Steve Johnson, because he is not working just one particular company. He is an independent agent, and he can shop the entire marketplace. And Steve, I suppose that some companies are maybe a little more diabetic friendly, or a little more, you know,
perfect. That's
whatever,
right.
Friendly.
That's
and
exactly
so
right.
You know the ins and outs, and you can cut right to it and find someone coverage if it's available.
That's right.
All right, and that's why you do not put this off. Call Steve Johnson today. He's a great guy. You can trust him. He offers a free consultation. He'll visit with you over the phone. And don't forget to come out to the free educational event. You can register for that by calling 913-829-7555, 829-755, online at ltcexpert.net. Steve, thanks for being here today. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
All right. And to everyone listening, I am so honored that you spent part of your day listening to this program. Thank you very, very much from the bottom of my heart. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. And I'll see you next week right here on Senior Care Live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.